From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In 1905, representatives of 43 labor groups came together in Chicago to form one big union, the Industrial Workers of the World, known as the Wobblies. The union was a big presence in the labor movement, leading strikes, walkouts, and rallies across the nation. And everywhere its members went, they sang. On this Labor Day, independent producer Rachel Ann Goodman has this story about the music of the movement.
The Wobblies were a radical union. Their motto was a world without bosses. And they were a singing union.
Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all
Their songs were sung in mining camps and textile mills, in hobo jungles and flop houses, and anywhere workers might be recruited to the Wobblies' cause. The songs were published in a pocket-sized tome called The Little Red Songbook, which was so successful it's been published continuously since 1909. Folklorist and shipbuilder Archie Green has made it his mission to gather the songs from all 37 editions into one big, all-embracing book.
About 1950, I met an old Wobbly named John Newhouse. John's ambition was to do a comprehensive edition of the IWW songbooks. As it turned out, he died of cancer about 57 or 58, and he left his material to me and his unfinished manuscripts.
Before Newhouse died, Archie promised to carry on his dream. This fall, Green will publish The Big Red Songbook, tracking the rich history of Wobbly songs. The songbooks were notorious for including zany, irreverent parodies of popular hymns and Tin Pan Alley tunes, as well as songs like the famous labor anthem, The Red Flag.
The first songbook began with the red flag that came to the Wobblies from England. It was written about 1896 by an Irish socialist, James Connell. It was a very patriotic song. The workers' flag is deepest red.
The people's flag is deepest red. It shrouded off the mast today.
Here it is, performed by the English singer-songwriter Billy Bragg.
Then raise the scarlet standard high. Beneath its foes we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
Rejoice and be glad, for the springtime has come. We can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
Other Wobbly songs, like Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, from Harry, Haywire Mac, McClintock, became major hits.
The springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail, without any money, without
The song appeared in the first booklet in 1909. This is from his 1928 recording on the Victor label.
Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Haywire Mac had originally come from Knoxville in the Southern Mountains and knew a good repertoire of traditional American balladry.
A house, and I asked for some bread, and the lady says, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah.
Not all songs have stood the test of time as well as Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. There are reasons for that, says Archie Green. Many of them just weren't that good.
Most of the songs were polemical, hortatory, revolutionary songs that didn't live for two reasons. Pop songs don't last. Also, the rhetoric, they were terrible poets. I think the songs were unsingable, so they have been quietly forgotten.
Folk singer and IWW member Utah Phillips says the songs that have endured served a purpose.
I remember old Fred Hansen, a great Wobbly, worked on the docks down in Houston for many, many years, though he's been long gone. He was a peacemaker. If there was a strike on the docks, tempers start to rub raw, you don't know how you're going to feed your kids. Somebody picks up a brick to throw at a goon or a company guard. Fred Hansen would jump in with a song.
Dump the bosses off your back.
Get everybody singing, because when people were singing together, they weren't throwing punches and they weren't throwing rocks.
Why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back?
perhaps the most popular American labor anthem of all time, first appeared in the 1913 edition of the Little Red Songbook. But according to folklorist Archie Green, it had already been evolving for 60 years before the Wobblies put their stamp on it.
There was a folk tune, and it was used in John Brown's Body. It was a marching song that preceded the Civil War, but apparently Juliet Ward Howe, you know, heard some soldiers singing the hymn, John Brown's Body, and liked the music, and she set religious words to it. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Solidarity.
Chaplin wrote the words to Solidarity Forever in West Virginia about 1913. He was a socialist and Wobbly editor who came down from Chicago to West Virginia to Cabin Creek area. He was the best of the Wobbly poets.
When the Union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. But what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the Union makes us strong.
In the late 1920s, hundreds of Wobblies were rounded up and jailed. Joe Hill, a prolific songwriter and labor organizer, was arrested and shot by a firing squad in Utah. Legal costs eventually crippled the IWW, but despite dwindling membership, the union kept on publishing the songbooks. During the 50s folk revival, the songs of the Wobblies were embraced by artists like Woody Guthrie, Joan Baez, and Pete Seeger. Folk singer Ann Feeney performs them today on picket lines and protests around the United States.
The songs of the Wobblies had so much humor and so much fun in them, and the ones that have survived until now bring with them the weight and the power of all of the thousands and thousands of people that have sung them before.
The Big Red Songbook, edited by folklorist Archie Green, will come out this fall. For National Public Radio, I'm Rachel Ann Goodman.
Solidarity forever.